If you haven't gotten your fill of snow and bitterly cold temperatures this winter, then we've got a movie for you. It's about prisoners escaping a gulag in Siberia. And the film's title, The Way Back, suggests it isn't just a prison break movie. Bob Mondello says it's about trading the horrors of a prison camp for the horrors of a trek across the cruelest landscape on Earth.
In a bleak prison yard in 1940, a man named Janusz and a dozen other recently convicted enemies of the Soviet people stand freezing as a commandant tells them that the camp's walls, barbed wire, dogs, and guns are not what will keep them there.
Это Сибирь!
Siberia is their prison, he says, all 5 million square kilometers of it, with nature as a merciless jailer. Still, dying in the salt mines is hardly an attractive alternative, so Janusz is soon whispering furtively of a breakout as another prisoner draws maps in the snow.
We can follow the edge of the lake here.
Exactly. Then we cross the Trans-Siberian Railway to the Mongolian border and freedom. It is 1,000 kilometers to the border, maybe more. We need careful planning. We need to stockpile food.
And we bring my friends.
They won't all survive.
But they will die free men.
Consolation of a sort, as they will have to trek across frozen tundra, past the Great Wall of China, and through the Himalayas. The film is based on The Long Walk, a best-selling 1950s memoir that was thought to be its author's own story until recent revelations called its narrative into question. Still, true or not, its long walk makes for a persuasively grueling adventure.
Come on! Come on! Look, keep going! Keep going! We must keep going! Let's run! Get up!
Australian filmmaker Peter Weir has directed quite a few survival stories since 1975's Picnic at Hanging Rock. The Year of Living Dangerously, Fearless, and The Mosquito Coast all qualify, as does Weir's last picture, the seafaring epic Master and Commander, which came out 7 long years ago. Several scrubbed projects later, The Way Back marks a new way back for Weir, independently financed rather than studio-made, characters living dangerously not in digitally assisted naval battles, but in combat with the elements, everything from howling sandstorms to a bug-infested lakeshore that's a real mosquito coast. The director keeps things brisk and impressively scenic, but ends up proving that epic elements don't mean much unless they're centered on engaging characters. Admirable as Janusz and his comrades are for their pluck and endurance, they never make you care much about them, and without emotional involvement, the way back is a long walk. I'm Bob Mondello.
You're listening to All Things Considered.